provide for an exception to a limitation against appointment of persons as Secretary of Defense in 7 years of relief from active duty, a regular commissioned officer of armed forces. This is episode 3 of Bills with Luke Scorzell, and today we are going to talk about Senate Bill D4. As I just read, to provide an exception, a limitation against appointment persons as Secretary of Defense within 7 years of relief from active duty as a regular commissioned officer of armed forces. So this bill is in response to James Mattis to provide an exception for him to serve as Secretary of Defense under the Trump administration, the Trump presidency, amending United States Code Title, well, not amending, but providing an exception to United States Code Title 10, Title A, Part 1, Chapter 2, Section 113. Big, long title. So it states, there is a Secretary of Defense who is the head of the Department of Defense, appointed from civilian life by the President. Civilian life is a key part right there. The Secretary of Defense is meant to be a civilian who is outside of the military and is not loyal to the military or has any political ties to current President and Commander-in-Chief with the military. Then, by and with the advice of the Senate, states, person may not be appointed as Secretary of Defense within 7 years after relief from active duty as a commissioned officer of a regular component of an armed force. So basically, this is just to allow James Mattis to serve as Secretary of Defense, as he retired just 3 years ago in 2013 after serving in the United States Marine Corps since 1993. So, bill, just to allow him to be confirmed, was confirmed today at an 81 vote to a 17 vote, and just kind of getting into the law and why it's there and why it matters. Maybe we have a civilian serving as Secretary of Defense, not a military officer. It's been a long-standing law that prevents people from serving as Secretary of Defense. The law was originally written in 1947 when Congress made a 10-year out-of-duty act for the mandatory wait time. So they actually had to wait 10 years to be the Secretary of Defense after retiring from the military. It was changed in 2008 to 7 years. So now James Mattis is just another exception to that. The original law was the National Security Act of 1947. It was passed during the World War II period just before the Cold War. It was under a period where the United States military was not really that organized. So this law was essentially to help organize the military and the structure of the military and the jobs of the Secretary of Defense and what he was to do. So it created a more unified and organized military and prevented a militarized system. It wanted to keep the executive branch and all of the cabinet positions under civilian control. The Congress didn't want any of these position specifically be related at all to the military. It wanted it to be for the civilians themselves. So wanted to keep them the position accountable to the people, not to the military, and it helps maintain a separation of powers. So, and according to the Military Times, it sets the United States and other democracies apart from countries where militaries plot coups to overturn governments. Like Turkey had a coup just the summer of 2016, which was big news. Thousands of military people took over the government for a certain amount of time and were all in prison. So basically, the United States has this enabled to keep those military commanders out of the government and keep the government really out of the military as well. So, but we're providing an exception for General James Mattis, and whether you agree with that or not is a big part of this question as to whether should be confirmed and whether this exception should be passed as legislation. So there is a slight precedent for this. There's only ever been one Secretary of Defense who was in James Mattis's position and his situation. That was General George Marshall, who was appointed in 1950 by Harry S. Truman to serve as Secretary of Defense. He had just served as the Army Chief of Staff up to 1947. So just 3 years after, he was serving in the military, he was appointed to serve as the Secretary of Defense. A similar exception was passed for him by the Senate to allow him to serve and not wait the 10-year period, which was what it was back then. And everything seemingly turned out all right with that. So it's not something entirely new. It's been done before, and don't really believe that this is going to be a big problem in the coming administration. I think that he's a very qualified man. I'll go over some of his qualifications. He's a four-star general who served since 1969, went to Central Washington University, and earned his bachelor's degree in history. He oversaw a Marine recruiting station in Portland, Oregon, in the beginning of his career. He was very accomplished from the beginning. He was deployed in the Persian Gulf, was promoted to lieutenant colonel, and then from there he earned a bronze star for valor and received one of the highest ranking awards, which was the Edson's Eagle, given to those who show passion for fighting that was demonstrated by legendary commander Merritt Edson. Commanded in the Afghanistan War, he took a very important city from the Taliban. He promoted to major general and then led a first marine division during the Iraqi War, and he received third star in 2004 and his fourth star in 2007. So again, a four-star general, very accomplished, has served many decades in our military and knows his stuff. He supposedly has a library of around 6,000 books, so presumably he's very well-read on what his job is and theories of war. So a very accomplished man, I believe, and McCain also believes in the 81 senators who helped pass this law. He is so accomplished that he deserves this exception to the rule. So again, today, the Senate passed the bill, Senate Bill 84, 81 to 17. So bipartisan support, except for 17 Democratic senators who were opposing this, who essentially stated that the military is to stay out of the Secretary of Defense, and that the Secretary of Defense, the position made for civilians themselves, made for civilians and to be accountable to the civilians. So, and that is an argument with good qualifications and logic. We don't want this frequently happening. This shouldn't be a precedent to be set. He's an exception rather than the rule. It would be disastrous, really, if this were legislation that was actually amending the United States Code itself to allow military people to serve after just 3 years or anywhere in that length of time. So I do believe that it is good, unless there are exceptional circumstances, that military advisors be out of the military for at least 7 years before serving in the Secretary of Defense position. It's just a simple way to keep the balance of power in our government and in military. So tomorrow, or today really, because I'm recording this late Thursday night, this bill will go through the House hopefully tomorrow, and there it will likely be passed by the Republican majority. Maybe a few representatives will vote no, similar to the Senate. So the bill is actually going through the House right now, and they're debating it. So he still has bipartisan support, James Mattis does. There is one thing that the Democrats have found that they don't like with this bill. It's that they feel ignored by the Trump transition team, because the Senate got to have a confirmation team in front of their Armed Forces Committee. Now, the House would also like to have a hearing with James Mattis to hear his opinion on the civilian control of the military, and so they feel ignored, and Democrats want to make sure that the House is not ignored throughout the Trump presidency. They're a little worried about setting a bad precedent for this at the moment, so that Trump could ignore the House of Representatives if he doesn't please. So just the transition team told James Mattis that he could not appear in front of the House, and so he did not appear yesterday in front of the House, which is a problem that the House has with this, the Democrats have with this. So the Democrats in the House want to have James Mattis appear before them and testify before their Armed Forces Committee before they pass this legislation. On the other side, the Republicans say that he already has bipartisan support. All of the Democratic senators already said that they prefer him over almost anyone else for this job. And Republicans say that there needs to be a Secretary of Defense when it starts, because as the gentleman from Ohio stated, we have ISIS, we have China, we have a nuclear threat from North Korea and Iran, and Russia is getting out of control. So we need to have our Secretary of Defense in place as soon as Trump begins his presidency to help deal with these big world problems going on around them. And then the people for the bill stated that even though they were voting for James Mattis for the position, they were actually voting against him by not passing this bill, because he would not be in the Secretary of Defense at the time of the Trump, when Trump gets in office on Trump's inauguration day. So it's actually voting against them. So a little bit of a different debate that the Democrats have found to this bill on whether or not the House is going to go out of relevancy if James Mattis doesn't appear before them. And the Republicans just want to get this done. They just want to get the bill passed. So however you feel on that, that's another take on this. And we'll see whether or not it passes the House today or whether James Mattis, in fact, has to go and have a hearing before the House Armed Forces Committee, just like he had a hearing before the Senate Armed Forces Committee. We'll see how that goes. And then it's just on to President Obama or President Trump or whoever gets the bill. And we'll see if James Mattis is confirmed. So the bill will likely pass and James Mattis will likely become the Secretary of Defense, which, as I've already stated, he has well deserved that position. And I think will do a very, very good job. Even the very people who were disagreeing with this legislation being passed, or this exception being passed, talked about how he might not be accountable. He might too agreeable to Trump or that kind of stuff, that he's just another guy. But I really don't believe that, because I actually believe he will stand up to Trump if he thinks that Donald Trump is wrong in what he's doing. He already, in his confirmation hearing on Thursday, talked about how Russia was trying to break the NATO alliance that has anchored American and European security for more than half a century. Much stricter rhetoric on Vladimir Putin and Russia than Donald Trump has really had. Donald Trump in his press conference yesterday was a little wavery on Russia and whether or not they were hacking, which is a big deal. And so if James Mattis is saying that he will keep Russia accountable to the United States, I think that's very good. And if he's used to standing up to people if they're wrong, if he believes that they're wrong and he needs them to hear his opinion, I do believe that he will stand up to Donald Trump and tell him, I think you're wrong on this one. So, and not really something that I think he's going to be a passive and submissive to Donald Trump. I think that he will actually be very active in the administration. In fact, James Mattis and Mike Pompeo, who's Trump's nominee to head the CIA, expressed concern over Russia's influence around the world and how they were interfering with our election process and maybe other election processes. So we'll all see how it turns out. I think that he's definitely a good pick, and I think that it's going to work out well for our country, especially with the turmoil really going on around the world right now and with our foreign policy and different countries and deal we're having going on. Overall, you'll have to really decide for yourself how you feel about this. If you want a position to maintain under civilian control with no exceptions, or if you do believe that James Mattis is the exception to the rule, you can let me know by going to theedgeofideas.com and checking out this podcast, which is episode 2 of Bills with Luke Scorzel, and leaving a comment below on how you feel about this. Or you can even go to accountable.us and leave your opinion on Senate Bill 84, whether or not James Mattis should be confirmed as Secretary of Defense, whether this exception to the United States Code should be passed. Remember to go and head on over to theedgeofideas.com, subscribe there for notifications on new podcasts, and go over to iTunes and subscribe to one or the other, or subscribe to both. Either one is fine. So thanks for listening. That's Senate Bill 84, where you learned about the Secretary of Defense, and why there is a 7-year limit on keeping military personnel out of the offices, learned about the National Security Act of 1947, and that there's only been one exception ever the Secretary of Defense for not serving past 10 years or 7 years. And you learned a little bit about James Mattis's career. So hopefully see you soon, and go on and subscribe to this podcast.